Let's thank my next guest and those on behalf of the Area Agency on Aging of Western Michigan. Good things happening. We call this our senior concerns, and well, everybody's involved to listen. The purpose of My Choice Michigan, that's the topic, to provide services to older adults and people with disabilities so they remain able to live in their homes and community rather than entering a nursing home. I hope you are busy. Julie Alecky, Community Living Program Consultant with the agency. Good morning to you, Julie.
Good morning.
I'm glad that you have the expertise to offer the answers to my questions. Hey, this program, my gut feeling is it would be nice for all of us to look to this direction as we age.
Yes, it would. Unfortunately, this program is for the individuals who are have an illness that they need help in the home. And so we can't offer it to everybody, but definitely to those that do need it. This is a Medicaid waiver program. It is served over 15,000 people to help them remain in their homes. The program has also helped people leave a nursing home that want to move back into the community.
Goodness. Began back in 1992, so it's fairly sustainable.
Yes, it's been around quite a while, and it has grown. You know, at one point we had a long waiting list, but today we don't. So that's very good news for us to be able to offer this program to those that might need it. The program offers over 17 different services that will help an individual remain living independent in their home. Some of those services are like personal care, like bathing and dressing, help with medication management, home-delivered meals, house cleaning. We can bring in skilled nursing. And then there's also a component to offer respite to the caregivers who are, you know, on the job 24/7.
Who is eligible for this program, Julie?
Actually, you do have to be medically and financially eligible for this program, but many people automatically assume because it's a Medicaid program that they are not going to qualify, and that's not necessarily true. The best way to determine your eligibility is to give us a call, 888-456-5664. Talk to our intake staff. They're very knowledgeable. They will ask the right questions to help determine whether or not you do qualify for the program.
There is or there is not a wait list for this program?
There is not. Not at this time. When I say there's not a wait list, we can get someone out there within 2 to 3 weeks to do the assessment and get the ball rolling.
Mm-hmm. Julie, I want to spend a minute or so talking about the respite, as you mentioned. Mm-hmm. The services that can provide significant relief to family caregivers who often don't realize there's help for the daily responsibilities of caring for a loved one. Talk to me about maybe an example of how this works and why.
Sure. The program offers a set amount of hours every week where we can have someone come into the home for the specific purpose of giving the caregiver a break, mm-hmm. to let them go out and, you know, do the things that they need to do. Because quite often caregivers, depending on how ill the person is that they're caring for, literally cannot leave the home without somebody there to take over. So the respite program allows us to support those caregivers who, without the caregivers, many of these people would end up in a nursing facility.
And those that come into the home to help with medication distribution, to help with bathing, these are all certified from a certified agency underneath your umbrella, I trust.
Correct. We, the Area Agency on Aging of Western Michigan, we cover 9 different counties. We cover Allegan, Ionia, Kent, Lake, Mason, Macosta, Montcalm, Newaygo, and Osceola counties. And all of those counties have different providers, service providers in their area that we tap into to provide these services. Background checks are done. Their trainings have all been done. Insurance is up to date, all that type of thing. Yeah.
And just a couple more stats if you can follow on our notes. It's called the My Choice Medicaid Waiver Program, right?
Correct.
What's this cost the state? Less than nursing home care, right?
Correct. The average monthly cost of a nursing home is $8,018 now, which is hard to believe for many of us. And it costs the taxpayers much less than that to keep someone in their home as opposed to having them go into a nursing facility.
So, Julie, someone's listening and thinking, I think I might be eligible for this service. Walk me through the phone number and then walk me through the procedure.
Okay, it's very simple. You would call the our intake staff at 888-456-5664, or you can email us at aaainfo@aaawm.org, or you can visit our website at www.aaawm.org.
So one would have a conversation with from your agency, and then would there be a home visit automatically?
What they do is they're going to ask you. Intake is very, very skilled in this area. They will ask you the appropriate questions to find out where you might fall financially as well as medically. And depending upon that conversation, they will offer to send someone out. And if there's even a question that they need to get more information, they'll send a consultant out to sit with you and go over your specific situation so that we can help you in any way we can.
I would think these conversations will continue to elevate as we are getting older. Let's just go there.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, unfortunately.
What else would you like to share?
You know, I would just like to say that the Area Agency on Aging of Western Michigan is here for the older adults in our community. We want to serve you. We want to help you. And you can call us. And whether this program is for you or not, we have other programs as well that can help keep you in your home for as long as you choose.
Steve Chappell, a question for Julie as we look to say our goodbyes?
I just want to applaud Julie and her small and really reasonably and prudently sized staff. It looks like they handle an awful lot. I just want to invite our listeners to go to your website, and that is AAAWM, again, AAAWM.org, to find out in a very easy way, by the way, very nicely designed menu, about all the services. And I just had a friend turn to me the other day, and they're caring for two of their parents in their home, and it is becoming taxing, and they were wondering where they could turn. Well, now I can tell them. So it's a great resource. So I really don't have a question. I'm just asking our listeners to go to your site and see how easy it is to identify services they may need.
Great. Julie Alecky, thank you. Community Living Program Consultant with the Area Agency on Aging of Western Michigan. Take care.
Thank you.